Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, Server, Application, and Database. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Backend Development in the Backend, Development for FinTech Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the core components of backend architecture, how servers, applications, and databases interact, and provide real-world examples of architecture in action. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and explain the three core components of back-end systems and understand their significance in the fintech industry. Main content components of back-end architecture. Back-end architecture is the backbone of any application, ensuring that data is processed and stored correctly, while enabling seamless interaction between users and the application itself. The three main components of back-end architecture are servers, applications, and databases. Servers. A server is a powerful computer that manages network resources. It stores, processes, and delivers data to other computers, clients, over a network. In the context of back-end development, servers host applications and handle client requests. For example, when you access a fintech app, the requests you make, like checking your account balance, are sent to the server, which processes the request and sends back the information you need. Applications. The application component of back-end architecture is responsible for processing data and performing the business logic. It acts as a bridge between the server and the database. In a fintech application, the application layer could include functions like transaction processing, user authentication, and data validation. It ensures that the data flowing between the user interface and the database is accurate and secure. Databases. Databases are structured collections of data that are stored and managed by a database management system, DBMS. They hold the information needed for the application to function properly, such as user profiles, transaction history, and account details. In a fintech context, databases must be designed to handle sensitive information securely and efficiently. For example, a relational database like MySQL or a NoSQL database like MongoDB can be used to store and retrieve financial data. How servers, applications, and databases interact. Understanding how these three components interact is crucial for creating efficient back-end systems. When a user interacts with a fintech application, the following process occurs. Client request. The user sends a request through the application interface, such as submitting a payment or checking their balance. This request is sent to the server. Data processing. The server receives the request and passes it to the application. The application processes the request using its business logic, which might involve validating user inputs, calculating values, or querying the database. Database interaction. If the application needs to access or modify data, it communicates with the database. For instance, if a user requests their transaction history, the application retrieves the relevant data from the database, ensuring it only returns the necessary information. Response to client. After processing the request, the server sends the response back to the user through the application. This could be the result of a transaction or updated information about their account. This interaction flow emphasizes the importance of each component in the architecture. If one part fails, it can disrupt the entire system, leading to poor user experiences, especially in a sensitive industry like finance. Real-world examples of architecture to illustrate how these components work together in a real-world context. Let's consider two examples from the fintech industry. Mobile banking app. Imagine a mobile banking app that allows users to transfer money between accounts. When a user initiates a transfer, the app sends a request to the server. The server processes the request and communicates with the database to check if the user has sufficient balance. If the balance is adequate, the server updates the database to reflect the new account balances and sends a confirmation back to the user. This seamless interaction ensures that users can quickly and safely manage their finances. Investment platform. In an investment platform, users can buy and sell stocks in real time. When a user places an order to buy stocks, the application sends this request to the server. The server then checks the current market data, which may be stored in a database, and processes the trade. The transaction details are recorded in the database, reflecting the user's new portfolio. This immediate feedback and update process is crucial for users making quick investment decisions. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the foundational components of back-end architecture: servers, applications, and databases. Understanding how these elements interact is essential for developing robust fintech applications that provide users with efficient and secure experiences. By identifying and explaining these components, you now have a clearer picture of the back-end systems that power financial technology. Reflection questions: how do you envision the interaction between servers, applications, and databases in a fintech application you use? What challenges do you think arise from the integration of these components in a real-world financial system? Reflect on a time when you experienced a problem with a fintech application. How might understanding back-end architecture help in diagnosing the issue?